Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. We check in with Steve Frericks, just recapping a few important reminders for producers. Steve Frericks from FSA and his report from the recent week here this morning on Chasm Radio.
The frost freeze event on the morning of May 20th affected some of our more sensitive crops. If this affected you, did it make you wonder how well you were insured in light of these events or conditions? Historical weather data from the Minnesota DNR suggests less than a 10% chance of a killing frost on 520 in central Minnesota. It feels like we won the lottery for the wrong reasons. Paynes Mill, Minnesota weather data suggests we dipped down to 30 degrees for about 2 hours early on the morning of 520. The full effect of this freeze event is not yet known. A quick reminder that our RMA crop insurance full benefit processes, the final day to plant corn in Stearns County is May 31. We are about a week away. Are you done planting your corn? Are you planning on taking a crop of hay off and then planting corn? Be sure to talk to your crop insurance agent about these options or potential issues. This is a very common question in our office the last week of May. The RMA crop insurance full benefit soybean date for planting soybeans in Stearns County is June 10th. Prevent plant concerns should be extremely minimal, but failed acres could be a concern. If this affects you, contact the office to identify options available. Many years, the window of time between the finish line of planting and the first cutting of hay almost overlap. This year, we have a large window of time due to the lack of heat. At FSA, we call this an opportunity. Please take advantage of this opportunity to get your crops certified before you cut that hay. Remember that we are closed on Monday, Memorial Day, but call the office on Tuesday and schedule an appointment. We challenge you to be proactive instead of reactive in early July. Call the office at 320-251-7800, extension 2. I'd like to talk about the National Drought Monitor next. This is something we track and chart every Thursday morning. The monitor affects our livestock forage program known as LFP, or most people call it the pasture program. The 2018 Farm Bill was written whereas an 8 consecutive week drought monitor designation of D2 drought rating or more would trigger for this program payment eligibility. The Big Beautiful Bill provisions changed this to a 4 consecutive week designation of a D2 drought rating, and that would be triggering for payment eligibility. This is a big change, and that likely will have impact on our grazing producers in Stearns County. The number one thing you can do as a producer to be prepared if this program triggers is to have your pasture certified with FSA by the July 15th deadline. This is another big reason to certify your crops by the deadline. So we want you to certify your crops, your pastures, and your CRP. Like I said, another important reason for certifying your crops is future CRP program eligibility. While we await a new farm bill, history has told us that crop certification is imperative to the verification of CRP enrollment opportunities. If for nothing less or nothing else, certify your crops for future opportunities. You never know how life changes or what your future needs might be. I can't tell you how many times I hear producers say, I would never use CRP or ever do it, and something happens, maybe cancer, maybe body ailments, or changing in family dynamics. All of a sudden, the CRP program looks attractive for opportunities, and you have to have cropping history with current regulations in order to qualify for CRP. So that alone, if you're not into government programs, just certifying for that alone might be worth your time. You never know. Also, all these ad hoc programs that keep popping up with the government, they're all tied to crop reporting. I cannot stress enough, make an appointment early to certify your acres. You never know when that opportunity might be important to you. We'd like to talk a little bit more about our elected farmers who make up our Stearns County FSA COC. Each year, a proportion of the county elects a representative to the committee. This group of three individuals meets monthly and reviews all parts of the programs we administer. They review program policy and set standards for things like the typical crop yield in the county, along with many other aspects of the day-to-day business of FSA. In 2026, the following individuals make up the Stearns County FSA COC. Our chairman is from what we call Local Administrative Area Number 3, or we call it LAA Number 3, and that is Kevin Wesper from southwest of El Rosa. Kevin is involved in row crop and animal agriculture. He brings extensive crop production knowledge as a former crop consultant. Kevin has a vast knowledge of southwest Southwest Stearns County, as he has always called this home. Our vice chair from LAA Number 2 is Lisa Gretsch from north of Albany. Lisa is involved with many boards and committees. She brings vast knowledge of animal agriculture to the board. She also has called Stearns County home her entire life and knows the county very well. Our voting member is from LAA Number 3, and that's Joe Krippner from the Marty area. He is a production ag farmer who dabbles in a variety of traditional and non-traditional crops, including some cannery crops. Joe also works as a crop advisor. Joe also called Stearns County his home his entire life. This group of farmers do a great job of representing the interests of our producers and landowners in the county. They bring diversity and experience. We have an excellent committee that represents Stearns County agriculture and all dynamics of it quite well. If this is something that interests you, please ask about it during your crop certification appointment. A few quick reminders. The CRP primary nesting season starts on June 1st and ends on August 1st. All maintenance activities on CRP should be completed prior to this and or addressed after the timeline to allow the wildlife to nest and do their thing. As a reminder, weed and pocket gopher control are required on your CRP. Should you see the need to spray your CRP for noxious weed control, please contact the office so we can document permission during the primary nesting season. Please do this before you go out there. We also wish to remind CRP contract holders that volunteer trees are a program requirement for control to maintain your program eligibility. It is your responsibility to keep these under control. Now, obviously, there's some CRP practices that have tree plantings on them. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your volunteer cedars and your Chinese elms and all those volunteer trees, the buckthorn, that type of thing that likes to take over. As the contract holder, you're responsible for controlling that. Questions on how to do that, contact the office. We would have Jason from Soil and Water visit with you about all the options available. And since it's that time of the year, as a reminder, there are farm storage facility loan options available for forage production activities. I'm sure that our forage producers are thinking about this right now, about getting that crop in back home timely. Interest rates for this loan program are very attractive right now and have been for quite some time. Please call the office to review this opportunity. We're seeing a trend for semi-tractors and either end dumps or live bottom applications. We finance a lot of bale wrappers and ag baggers for this popular option. Hay storage sheds, concrete or asphalt feed pads are another option. All different things that can be financed with this program. If you're thinking of doing something with this program, please call the office and visit with Gabby about starting the process. It does take some time. Too many times we have people that call in and want to do it within a few days. That doesn't work. We need some time to process.
Steve Ferricks with FSA in Stearns County. Some important reminders here this morning featured on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Have a good weekend.